Welcome to TipTB Finance, where we're joined on a Monday by Tim Young, who's a day trader at Iondo. How are you today, Tim?
Good, thanks, Zach.
I take it you were trading right through the night on Thursday night, so you couldn't join us on Friday.
I was looking at it most of the night, actually. It was a bit of the normal roller coaster, but normal business seems to have resumed afterwards.
Right. I mean, I suppose in a way, because given how much, what a bombshell it was, the market, you know, it's basically where it was before the results. So in some ways, that's good news, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was expecting a large Conservative victory and then the market to rock it up, but we got the hung parliament and it kind of went up anyway. So, you know, it's strange times we're living in, that's for sure.
Right. And so on the strategy now, what's your view?
It's still going to be buy the dip. I mean, you know, I think it was pretty bullish. The fact that the market got through, you know, on the surface, what should have, all the uncertainty in the elections, you'd have thought that would lead to a falling market. So I would say just that further underlines the bullishness of this market at the moment.
Okay, well, let's have a look at the charts you've sent us. The daily.
Yeah, the daily chart there, you know, you can see the candlestick that came about on Friday. It's strongly bullish on the back of the uncertainty of the elections. Quite why that would happen on the back of that is anyone's guess, but perhaps because of the falling pounds, I guess that might be a factor. Yeah. But I think looking at the technicals there, it does look strongly bullish. You know, we've got that strong reversal pattern. The stochastics are pointing up, the RSI started to point up, but nowhere near overbought. So I'd say that looks pretty bullish.
Okay, well, let's have a look at the monthly time frame.
Yeah, I thought it'd be good to revisit the monthly time frame because that's really played out pretty much as it looked like it was going to. We had those several months where we had those bullish candlestick formations and those, you know, those strongly bullish ones probably going back about a year now.
Yeah.
And it's really played out from there. You know, the market has followed through on that. You see we're overbought on the stochastics. We're not quite overbought on the RSI, but to me, that just looks like a strongly bullish pattern, which has played out since then. So,
and it's not overcooked if you look at the MA. Well, on the MACD, it's not overcooked in the sense that, you know, we've still got those open lines there and the histogram's still relatively low. So there's still the prospect of a grind higher, isn't there?
I think so. And I think the fact that it hasn't rocketed higher, you know, we've got some consolidation here around 7,500. You know, it just helps to work off any short-term overbought that there may be. So I'm still definitely bullish, certainly to the end of this year.
Okay, so what would be your trade of the day today?
I think any drop to 7,500, which we're very nearly on at the moment, I'd be going long with a target of 7,550, probably a stop of 7,475.
Right, so a reasonable risk-reward trade. Tim Young, day trader at Iondo, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks, Zach.